Was that your Captain Dave, the picture I gave you?
No, she didn't say.
She didn't
see? No, she couldn't see him.
She couldn't see him?
No.
Does anybody else in the family, is there anybody else that would know whether that was your Captain Dave or not?
I didn't show it to him, but...
were you worried about showing it to him?
Well, yeah, sort of like, especially my aunt, you know, she won't.
Silver, that's right. Yeah. And she would be the only one. Right?
Yeah. She probably wouldn't like it.
Well, would she have to know where the picture came from?
No. I won't tell her.
Yeah, all right.
Just show it, say, who's this guy? Do you know this guy?
Yeah, I've never seen him.
Yeah.
He must be a big shot. He's got a medal on him.
Yeah, I'll tell her then. So, and then she'll say, well, this is so-and-so.
Yeah.
Then I'll get it from her that way.
Yeah. I was wondering if... I don't know that this is necessary. I guess maybe I was more curious than anything else because I don't know that this needs to come into the TV part of the show at all. Because other than how you were related to Sarah. Just say a distant relative?
Yeah, I think through my grandmother, she said that was her aunt.
Yeah. Would that have been an aunt in an Indian way?
Yeah.
You see, Sarah in her book talks about her cousin, Captain Dave.
Yeah. Well, that's who... Really, I just can't really get it straight. I can't ask anybody because I don't... Well, nobody don't remember those things. My grandmother was the only one.
Already, people don't remember who the people are. I mean, it's gone already.
Yeah.
You didn't ask your mother if Captain Dave had this medal.
No, I didn't ask her.
Because that, I think, would be the real indicator. And whether...
But then my grandmother did talk a lot about Sarah Winnema, because she went places with her.
Yeah.
She took her places.
Sarah did.
Sarah did, her and her sister.
Why?
When she taught the school, and she took her everywhere. She went with her quite a few places, you know, to visit different towns and things like that when she gave these talks, or to visit relatives in Winnemucca or places.
Isn't it
like
terrible
that
we don't have a recording of your grandmother telling you about this?
Well, you should have came around a long time ago.
Maybe she wouldn't have talked.
No, my grandmother was like me. She didn't talk real good English or anything, but then she talked. She talked to people. She had a lot of white friends in town.
Yeah.
And people, they liked her. She washed, you know, clothes and things for them, and she got to take care of some people in town. And she'd go visit them every morning. And then they'd cook breakfast for her, and she'd have breakfast with them. And she got to know some little kids she raised, just like raising them, you know, by going over there every morning and taking care of them. And there's one man still living, the one I told you, Alan McCrodin.
Yeah.
When she took care of him when he was real small, he used to run to her all the time.
Yeah.
And when he went away to the service, well, when he came back, he used to write postcards to her from overseas. He flew on these big bombers. And he really liked
that
her.
World War II?
I think, yeah, that was World War II.
Was she still alive?
No, it was one.
Uh-huh.
It was in one. Okay. And he took pictures of her. He posed her, you know, different way. He took great big pictures of her like this and great big ones like this.
Maybe some of those pictures.
I have one that
you
is
have?
It's about that big of my grandmother. And he posed her a different way. He put the shawl on and put her, then he had her looking up in the air and had her pointing and He was a photographer, I guess, an amateur photographer.
Well, you know, he might even, if you think that would be good, you might say, for instance, that this is a picture of my grandmother, who was one of Sarah Winnemucca's students. And that would tie you in with Sarah Winnemucca, and who was a niece of Sarah Winnemucca's. So that would tie you in with Sarah Winnemucca on this thing. Mm-hmm. Would you mind having putting her picture on?
No, I don't mind. My grandmother.
Yeah, all right. Maybe your aunt won't.
Maybe she won't. Maybe she won't, but... Yeah, I have a nice picture of her.
Oh, nice, that
picture.
Right,
she has her, you know, handkerchief on, and
well, that would be great. And then it would be a good idea to, if we can find just some little thing, I think maybe 1 minute's worth is all that we need to have of you talking about it. Because, you see, it would only be 10 minutes for each one. And I think what I'll do, since we have so very much in the line of material that little kids would be interested in, well, let's say 2 minutes. I was thinking to give 12 or 13 minutes of this to Vatsalali, and then a much shorter time to Sarah, unfortunately. We just don't have enough, unless we can find enough things. But we have to tell a little bit about why she is famous, besides writing a book, besides starting a school. She really was the one that tried to be the liaison between the whites and the Indians. So if you could had a 1 minute story, that would be I'd be just fine. And by the way, did I tell you any price on fees before? Talked about how much you get?
No, you said before about, you know, Lolita or when the boys being on would be $50 for what'd you say, 15 minutes?
Well, it'll be better than this. It'll be $50 for 1 minute.
Oh.
Plus your gas in Reno. Plus your mileage, 10 cents a mile.
Oh, good.
All right. Is that all right?
Yeah.
And then if by any chance we have to do it over again, the second time won't be quite as much. It'll be more like $25 plus your, if you have to come in on another day. But I'm hoping that we won't have to do it 2 days, I'm hoping. It'll just be one day. The main actors, there'll be four of them, in the four parts, they'll each get $50 a day. I haven't talked to them yet about the people who are having the final say about bringing children in. But I would love to have some children in it. It's a little bit hard to I would just love to have the pictures of little kids' faces being interested in this, for instance, in the legend. But I'm not sure that we'll do the legend the same day you come in is the problem. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? If they would, if some little kids were there, that their faces would show interest, it would just be great. So, if we can manage it, she's the nicest little kid. Patient. Oh, we've sat out here and talked, and she didn't know what to do. All you could tell that she needed that she wanted some attention was that she'd just fidget just a little tiny bit more and then we'd turn off the recorder and find out what it was that she needed. She either wanted something to drink or wanted to go lie down or Mommy, when are you going home? But she... I was generally pretty quiet. But she never was fretting at all. She'd crawl up in the back of the car here, go to sleep and sleep for a couple of hours. And she was a nice little kid. Well, to get back to a kind of a story that you think that you'd like to tell about her.
I just don't know. I mean, just little things?
Yes. Was there any particular experience that your grandmother had when she went with her to some of these places when she gave a talk? Did she ever say anything about that? Did you remember?
No. She just told, you know, when they went on the train and she'd make them do things and they'd do it. What she asked them to do, like selling the berries and maybe even singing. She said she'd make them sing in front of people. And then she'd pass around the hat and they'd pay her.
Now, look, we don't want to show her as somebody that's, exploiting these children.
Yeah.
But is there any chance that we could say that she used this money in the school? Somebody had, maybe this was the way she earned enough for her to live on. Do you suppose there's any chance that that would be true? Could say that that's the way she financed somebody?
In one little piece I read where she stayed with some white people and they helped her with the school. They helped her.
She stayed?
Yeah, she stayed with them.
There was nobody that is still around here that you recognize.
No, they were from across the, I think they were French or something. They helped her and then they ran out of money or something and so she couldn't carry it on herself, so she wound up being their maid, it said in the book.
Huh.
That they did help her with her school. There's just little bits, written here and there and different in the book. But I think she saved her money when she gave the lectures in San Francisco and different places. She saved her money. And that's what she tried to start the school with, the money that she had saved.
I really don't think that it would be out of the way to say that that she used the money she got from these children.
I don't think she made that much money. She probably just did that just for.
I don't think she made that much money, as you say, and. Of course, the kids would have wanted, if they saw a dime coming in, they would have wanted a nickel of it.
Yeah, these were just little experiences that my grandmother talked about, some of the things that she remembered.
Yeah.
And another thing she told about when she was on the train, I think it was going from Lovelock to Winnemucca when this, was it a white man? I think it was a colored man or something.
Uh-huh.
And told her that. Or that she should get off the train, that she wasn't allowed on the train or something. And I guess Sarah told him, why should I get off the train if you can't, or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And then so she says, I've got money, I can pay any price. And I guess she had this gold she had in a bag. Uh-huh. And she hit this man over the head with it.
Good for her.
I mean, the little things like this that my grandmother tells that she'd laugh about, you know, what Sarah did to this one man. He said, "Why should I get off the train? I've got more money than you have." And she hit him over the head with her gold.
Isn't that great, Beth?
When I had that much gold, I could hit someone over the head with it.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, they carried these bags a long time ago with these gold pieces in them. And she had a lot of money. My grandmother said she was just always loaded. And she'd go and she'd tell some crazy things like that. And like when she was teaching school, too, you know, she, I guess, was real good because she'd show them pictures or write the word down, and then she'd say it in Paiute, you know, what this was, and then she'd have them repeat it, and then she'd tell them in English, and they'd repeat that, and she said they did that, and then she did exercises, you know, up and down, and she said they had a, you know, Indian hava, one of these willow shades, they had it on the outside when it was hot, and she said these, she had big boys in her class too, beginning boys, and she'd say up, down, up, down. I remember my grandma used to always be saying it, and they used to get up, those boys used to grab the shade, the hava, and push it up, and then she'd say down, up, down, and every time they'd get up, she said they'd push the whole roof up. Oh dear, she'd tell, you know, small things like this.
But those are the things that are so human that makes her kind of come alive. Mm-hmm. But I don't know how many of these we could tell. How much do you know about the owl and that boy, the white boy and her?
That was a story that her brother, I think, told my grandmother. About when...
Natchez?
Yeah. Gilbert, when... Yeah. I've seen quite a bit written about him and the ones he wrote at that Loudon Harrington expedition of the Cape. Well, he told her about when she was in Idaho.
Oh, after she left
here. After she left here. That's the story that she told when... I guess told him, I don't know when.
Uh-huh.
About... that was when her sister died, when the owl would come and tell them that people were coming after them for them to hide. Uh-huh. Well, her sister died in that.
Oh, I wonder if her sister, was that Idaho or Montana, do you know?
He said it was in Idaho.
Because, you see, rather late in life, after her husband died, right? By the way, have you ever been out to see where he was buried out at the cemetery?
No.
Maybe we ought to run out there today. After he died, apparently she went to Montana to live with her sister. And then I wondered,
from
what you were saying, if her sister had died before she had died.
Her sister died before her.
Her sister died before her, huh?
Mm-hmm. See, she wanted to be friendly with everybody, but the Indian people didn't trust her either. She was sort of in between. Mm-hmm. She thought, well, she saw a bunch of Indians coming on horseback riding past her place, so she called to them because she was friendly. She wanted to be friends with everyone, so she invited them to come in to eat with them, the way he told it. And so all these people came. They were, I guess, a war party still then, you know, going out. Mm-hmm. And they were out, and she invited them in, and they all came, and she talked, you know, real good with them and gave them. And but there was one man at the end of the table. I said he had a scar on his face. He was real mean-looking, I guess. And she started to tell about how she tried to make friends with the white people and have them, you know, so they won't fight. She wanted peace between them and everything. Well, but then he sort of blamed her, I guess, for something that happened up there.
Mm-hmm.
And in those days, you know, they had Indian doctors that could wish you.
Wish you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And make you sick. Mm-hmm. So that's what he did do to their to her sister. And
oh.
She ate something and it killed her. That was when the owl would try to come and warn them. Well, then they would go and hide when the owl came, and finally, when she invited him like that, well, he wished something, and his, her sister ate it, ate the food, and it killed her.
Hmm. Well, I was hoping that was a be a story that we could use, but I don't think that that would be a... requires too much basic background on on what lies back all the problems that she had
being halfway in between.
Mm-hmm.
So even the Indian people were sort of mad at her.
I think that a lot of them thought that about this land down here where the school was or the ranch or something.
Reservation, they call it.
What?
Reservation.
They call that the reservation?
Mm-hmm. It's still called reservation.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Who owns it now?
A Circle Owl.
Oh, really?
I don't know how they got it.
Did you ever get a chance to look in their, in the courthouse documents about the background of that Circle Owl?
No.
Mm-hmm. Probably quite a good deal of research looking back through the documents, but it just may be that she never actually owned the thing.
And another place I read was that was her brother's ranch. Her brother had it. But then way my grandmother told it that they gave that part to the Indians and that Sarah had sold it. Then her brother fought with her for that because she had sold that land back to the white people. I don't know, you know, it's just what she said.
I think it'd probably be good to stick to the school thing and emphasize the school. Did your grandmother, was she able to read when she...
Mm-hmm. She could write her name.
Write her name?
Uh-huh, and she could read a little bit.
Read a little bit mm-hmm. by the time... when your grandmother started to go to school to her, she probably couldn't even speak English, could she?
No.
Was Sarah teaching them to speak and write Paiute
uh-huh.
as well?
No, not Paiute,
just
English.
English.
Uh-huh.
That's really a remark. She can remember the first white person. And here she, gained enough education to write a book in this language. Yeah, that,
mm-hmm. with, not to mention teaching.
Not to mention
that
teaching.
Language.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a remarkable woman. We're almost getting so far away from her that we can't see the image anymore. It's just the rare little things that... She would have been, she died in about 94, I think, so that makes, she's been dead for 73 years. There isn't anybody living that would remember her personally at all.
Maybe somebody in the Nixon area. Did you ever see this lady, I don't know her name, but I know her Indian name. Mozoyana, did you ever see her? That was Gilbert Natch's sister, and she was related, real close related to Sarah.
She may be over in Carson City now.
Yeah, she's staying with her daughter, I think, in Carson.
Yeah.
Well, her, she'd know everything, I think.
You think?
Mm-hmm. She's
well, then I've got to go see her.
She's a little old lady, and I'm sure she'd know more.
I tried to find her. I've tried to find her a couple of times. Her daughter was working at them.
Motel.
At the motel, yeah. And I tried to find her, and I couldn't. And not knowing her at all, it's awfully hard for me to go in to a complete stranger sometimes like that.
She's a little old lady. She,
let's see. I can't remember her.
We stop by and visit her every once in a while when we go to Nixon. I think she'd know a lot because Gilbert Natchez was her brother.
I thought it was her father.
No, it was her brother.
Oh, Gilbert Natchez.
Uh-huh.
But old Natchez was...
I must have been their father. Her
father. Yeah, okay.
The school and things are Nixon are named after.
Yeah.
Them. The Natchez School.
Yeah. Oh, to go back to Captain Dave again. Did you ever hear him called Dave Numena?
Yeah.
That's the same one?
Might have been the same one.
Oh, well, here's another thing. Would you know whether he married a woman who was called Deaf Susan? Did he marry a deaf woman? Deaf Susan.
I don't know.
But those weren't any of the names that you gave me of his wives, was it?
No. My mother, you know, helped us on that.
Yeah.
Because he had three wives, she said. Maybe it's a different... You said he was Shoshone. Didn't you say he was Shoshone?
Yeah, but he tried to go as a Paiute. The Numena.
Yeah.
And just how much Shoshone he was, I just don't know. So... I haven't heard of another Captain Dave in this area, and that Captain Dave kind of came from here. But it couldn't have been his son, could it? Numena couldn't have been his son. Well, I don't know, but what you were telling us just a minute ago about the way she had to teach by putting a picture up and then writing the English word and then saying it in Paiute and then saying it in English for all of these. What do you have some ideas, Beth, as we're going along on this thing?
Nothing useful as yet.
Nothing useful as yet.
These kids are probably old enough to have started language classes, or do they not start language till high school here?
No, they're starting at some in the grammar
school. So some of them may have had the experience of trying to learn a foreign language,
yeah.
In which case this would make a lot of sense to them.
Yeah.
How hard it is to really understand what the words deal with, and so that might be a story that would make sense to them.
See, I just don't know. My daughter gave this Judy when she was going to high school here. On Sarah Winnemucca, she picked, you know, famous people, so she picked Sarah, and all she did was put on a display and it, you know, her picture, and then wrote her Chief Winnemucca's daughter, and then she showed a buckskin dress, you know, these
yes.
Indian things to go along with it, and that was what she did.
You know, I would like to know for sure just how she was related to Chief Winnemucca, because a lot of people say that she wasn't really his daughter, that she was, that she used this term as, they said that she was a Natchez. And you know what they say? They say that she was old Natchez's sister. And that they were possibly more like nieces and nephews or something of old Minamucca. It wasn't really the grandfather.
What did she say about it in the book? She said it was her...
She does, but then on the other hand, she may have been thinking in the Paiute way, too.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, right. Too. That.
I don't know that it makes any great difference, except that if we come out and state definitely that she was Chief Winnemucca's daughter, there might be a lot of people that say that we didn't know what we were talking about, because there is enough question about it so that that they you know, they might question the truth of other things that we would say. So but even if they was even if he was kind of related and was an honored old man, they probably would call him father. She probably would call him father without going to the trouble of explaining, even though she knew that he probably...
But I think this lady would know more about it if you talked to her.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I guess that's the thing to do, all right, is to...
get it from her.
Right.
Did you ever talk to anybody else in Nixon about something like that?
A little bit too,
they must know something.
Well, I see, she was more based over here. She was more a Lovelock. She wasn't too much a Nixon person. But I did talk to Mamie John, and I believe it was Mamie John that said that she was in Natchez and not a Winnemucca. Not old man Winnemucca. But whether she knows for sure or not, I don't know. You know Mamie John?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. My grandmother knew it all.
Yeah, that's gone. I don't know just how soon we'll be doing this. I've got to do an awful lot of writing before we before I'm ready. And then it'll be really spontaneous. I mean, we'll just kind of visit a little bit about it, and you might, much the same way that we're doing now, except that I hope we'll know what we're going to talk about. And I talked to them about how they were going to set up the cameras. They've got two cameras. And they'll turn them. We'll be sitting a little bit like this, just very much like we're doing now. And when you're talking, why the camera will be shooting over my shoulder. You see the back of my head, and you'll be talking to me, which will make you appear to be more looking into the camera than...
Well, then that's good. Because I wouldn't want to talk and look in the...
Yeah,
that's kind of make you...
Right. Yeah.
Yes. And then the other camera will be the other way.
Yeah.
And then they'll switch it back and forth. And, for instance, if I ask a question, then I probably will be on the screen, and then you'll be... You can look either at me or into the camera, because you see the camera is the kids.
Yeah.
You just have to think of the camera as being the kids, so you're talking to me and all those kids out. Or you can think of it as being that, even better than the kids, you can think of it as being that archaeological talk you gave and give. Oh, that was so great. she came up to the university and gave the talk. I didn't know her personally then. I knew who she was because Ethel had told me about her. And gave this fabulous talk to the Archaeological Association.
What's that?
And it was so great. I taped it. I'm so glad I taped it. It was, she told things that I hadn't heard before. And she had people just roaring with laughter. Oh, everybody was just...
Oh, I'll forget that. I was so scared.
Right. Sometimes you look a little nervous and embarrassed, but you didn't really scare. But it was so cute though, because she was really holding her own. I'll tell you.
I didn't know what to say half the time. So I just thought what came into my head. I just went and said it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, things like that are.
Oh, it's strange.
Yeah. Beth puts on plays down in San Francisco, and so she knows what it's like to be.
Oh, it's a lot easier doing a play than giving a talk, because with a play you already memorized the lines.
Yeah.
You know exactly what you have to say. It's much harder having to
just
talk.
Well, you're sitting, you know, with your back, and we're sitting in the front row, and I didn't realize there was that many people there until I got
till
up
you got
in
up.
Front of them, and it scared me.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I mean, gee, was the people were standing all over in the back, you know, and when we first went in there, there were rows, they were empty, and there was people sitting, and I think there was that many people.
She was on a level sitting down with the crowd, and when she stood up, by then she realized there was a tremendous room just crowded with people.
All to hear her.
All to hear her. Yeah. It was just about it was by far, I think, the best program that they put on. And then her mother sang, but her mother's quite deaf, and she couldn't get the signals from Helen which song to sing. And then she
forgot.
Then she forgot.
And here we'd been practicing all the time, you know. And when she got there, she forgot. Uh-huh. She forgot what to sing, so she just sang whatever came into her mind. And I gave the wrong songs at the wrong time and all. Oh, yeah.
But it
turned out pretty good, though.
Oh, it turned out just fine. Well, what I was going to say is I have to do a lot of preparation for this. And is there any time when you can't come? I think maybe I won't try to push this until... after Thanksgiving. Can you come, as far as you know, any time between Thanksgiving and Christmas?
Yeah, I can come any time.
Boy.
that's a wonderful thing about
flexibility.
I can come any time. I'm working that day, unless something, you know, real
good
up,
sure,
then, I'd call her and let her know that I couldn't come, but I think I can go any time.
Well, we'll have about... And don't let this scare you, but we're going to have about all these technicians. And let's see, the technicians, they get $20 a day. There are going to be two of them, and there's going to be there's two camera people and two technicians in the video room. And so there's a lot of money tied up in that day. So if you can let me know, you know, enough ahead of time that you're not going to come. Of course, any emergency, but Helen doesn't. I have those kind of emergencies, so.
No.
I think that story about her hitting the guy on the head with a sack of gold is just priceless.
Yeah, there's one thing, though, that the kids these days don't know that gold was used as money.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't going to tell that particular thing.
I mean, these kids have never seen gold money.
They've never seen gold coins.
I have only seen one in my whole life.
We found one out there at the sandhills when looking around. It was a $5 gold piece, and it was just perfect. It was like it was lost yesterday. Not even, you know, it was just really...
But, yeah, I think that's a good story. And I think also, perhaps the story about... or the stories about the kids having to sing or sell berries or something and not getting any money is the kind of thing that would appeal to the kids. I don't know, you know, if it is true that she was using the money for the school, then I don't think that's saying anything against her at all.
Oh, I don't either.
And is the kind of thing that would make people laugh and think about her and what she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And also would hold the kids' attention, I think.
But even if she was saving it to feed herself, why, it would be
or
part of the school.
Them, yeah. Yeah. Or whatever, you know.
Initially. Well, now, did the kids stay at the school, or did they go there every day, or how did they...
No, they went there every day. They went to the school every day.
Mm-hmm. On horseback, probably. Right?
Probably, and walked, and whichever way they could get there.
Well, was it inside of a colony at that time? Were there lots of Indians around the place?
Yeah, I think she had it right there.
That it was within the colony,
uh-huh.
Just...
I'll have to ask my mother. I think they said she had it way out there, too, at the when she started out at the reservation.
A reservation is really what I meant all the time, not in the colony that's down here.
Yeah.
I don't think it was here from what I've heard.
What was that reservation? And
do you know any chance of where that place is? There's no buildings there at all.
No buildings. Just the trees that the Indians had planted, you know, right close to. Did you ever been down?
No, I was thinking maybe we ought to go and you could leave your car in town,
mm-hmm.
and then you could take me and show me. And also, let's go to the newspaper and mm-hmm. see if he'll put an item in the paper. Shall we give a reward for anybody who has a picture of the school? Who would know, for instance, if it was the right school?
I think all the people that a long time ago, I think they're gone.
Yeah, but
the pictures might have been passed down. Like if someone had a picture from then, mm-hmm. their children might have it.
You don't have a historical society in Lovelock.
I don't think so.
Somebody might be collecting those pictures, just like I collect pictures from Fallon. I've mm-hmm. got lots and lots of old pictures.
I haven't met this newspaper man. I knew the others, but I haven't written for the paper for a long time, so I don't know who owns the paper now. I haven't been over there.
Do you think they're closed today?
Supposed to put... No, they're open every day.
I put
tribal news in the paper. Used to put uh-huh. tribal news in the paper, and they said they'd pay me for it, but never did get paid for it.
Oh.
He said it was 10 cents an inch or so, and this one guy told me, go keep track of it, you know, and then he sold the paper. Somebody uh-huh. else took over. Mr. Carlson did. Uh-huh. He used to write for him, bring it in. Then somebody else has got it now.
Uh-huh. Today's Veterans Day.
Yeah.
Did your kids go to school?
Yeah.
Over in Reno, they didn't apparently.
They don't believe in God Bless America Day. That's what my boy says. They don't believe in God Bless America Day. But they're going to school today.
Well, maybe they thought they'd God Bless America better in school than they would out.
That's what he said. They didn't believe in it today. Because all the other schools were closed.
Uh-huh.
The only place that's closed, I think, is the post office.
Uh-huh.
Maybe the Review Miner's closed, too.
Oh, we can try anyway. You can show me where the office
is. Yeah, I know where the office is. I haven't met the man.
Oh, I see. I wonder
if I'd ride again.
I ought to go see Ethel at noon, because she might put me on the trail of somebody who would have a picture of that school.
She might. I think if you could ask her, she might know some people, because now seems like, I don't know, there's hardly any old-timer Lovelock people left that know anything about it. Maybe Ruth Ruddle might. She's one of these old-timer, well, not really old-timer. And then she used to own the Ruddle Ranch, and she's an invalid.
Did you say she was an Indian?
No, she's
old-timer.
Old-timer.
You know her?
Yeah.
Let's go see her.
She might know something about She always liked to say the Indian people are her sisters and her brothers.
Oh, really? Well, then she might have been interested. She might have been interested enough to say.
She might. She knows she knows my mother when she was small and they used to play together. She might know something of my grandmother or something.
That's a good idea. So now, see, off of the tape, I can take enough of this, the part about the school. And what I was thinking, Beth, was I can get a picture of this shelter thing.
Oh, just of any shelter that's like that?
Yeah, any shelter that's like that. You know, put their hands up against
it.
Yeah. And that might be a thing that they could put onto the screen for... It's human.
There's a deer. Oh, look at it.
Well, for goodness.
Two of them.
Two.
I guess they know that is the deer season closed that way?
Yeah. It closed yesterday.
See? They know.
Isn't that cute? Well, I've always felt that one of the thickest deer populations was along the rivers.
Yeah. They hunt in those mountains. There's Croker Brown. Where am I now? That way.
Yeah.
Croker Brown is from there. And that's where they used to go and hunt for deer from here.
Isn't that something, though?
Those are does, though, aren't they?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure they were.
They're still over there.
My, they have big ears.
Are they deer?
Yeah.
Might be mules.
They're mule deers. What's the word for deer up here?
The Paiute word?
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of what it is.
Because, interestingly enough, there's a different word for deer in Nixon from what there is in Stillwater.
There is?
Uh-huh.
Are they a different kind of deer?
No, they wouldn't have any. I don't know whether I've got that word copied yet. See, a deer... hide would be I probably will misspell it, mispronounce it, but you can. Kwashibi? 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 Kwashibi?
What's that, deer hide?
Uh huh. But or something like that. Sure. K is K.
Kwasip.
Kwasip?
Uh huh.
Alright, Kwasip for deer.
Kwasip is deer hide.
Kwasip.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Right. Kwasip. See, she's not pronouncing that last one real heavy.
Uh-huh.
Well, then it's
Kwasip.
Well, what's the deer part of it then?
The deer?
Would that be
that deer? May not be the same word.
Yeah.
Maybe
no.
It may not have a generic relationship.
Oh. This is, see, here's that haba that she was talking about.
Uh-huh.
I haven't got those sorted out yet to be alphabetical as far as I have to, I'm copying them all. Sven made them, put them in alphabetical order in the Paiute language in this box.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm copying them from that, the second set, and putting them in alphabetical order with English.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't gotten clear through the whole stack yet, so I don't...
Oh, They taught the wind Mariah.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, play that one. That's a good one.
Now I drop by the pick on the floor. Somebody got a flashlight.
So every time I hear that, brings that right up memories.
Okay.
Why don't you take the lamp off?
Dropping the pick, will you?
Yeah. All right.
What is this, dropping the pick?
It's mine.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Wonderful that you're back in so many things. I go back to first.
Yeah, you're really bad.
I imagine it'll take about one day.
Oh, there it is.
Never mind.
Oh, right.
Okay, what next?
You want to do Down in the West Texas Town of El Paso?
Hey, that's a great song.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, that's a great song. Come on. I love that song.
Down in the West Texas Town.
I got to find a key I can play in those.
Okay,
Those songs are beautiful. You have a beautiful voice and you play so nicely.
Oh, yeah.